Destiny, can you define fascism?
I would say the two big points for fascism would be ultranationalism and authoritarianism.
Okay, what is authoritarianism?
I would say that authoritarianism is trying to centralize as much power in like a structural sense into one part of the government, and then in a broader sense, it usually means undermining a bunch of liberal values that you would find like say in the first.
So then how is it that every part of the government which accrues more and more power to itself every single year aren't a bunch of fascists?
Because the government gaining power doesn't necessarily make it fascist. You could say there might be governmental overreach.
I'm
but
still
it's,
not even sure. What is fascist here, Destiny? What is fascist?
I said,
so Giovanni Gentile, we have definitions of what fascism is. We have third partyists who are out there right now who are fascist. They claim Trump is a populist. Can you tell me why they're wrong and why you're right that he's a fascist?
Well, I would have to know their exact reasons for why they reject Trump being a fascist, but I would say that Trump is
these
a fascist because he's an ultra-nationalist
on, these
and
are
an
your
authoritarian.
Claims. These are your claims,
I'm not
right?
claiming anything that those people said.
You
I've given you my definition for fascist. I gave the two parts. I can explain them if you want.
So let's start with ultra-authoritarian. Let's dive into this real quick. If you have a president who doesn't want to get involved in foreign affairs as far as wars go and has some type of policies which benefit the United States over all of the nations, is he a fascist?
No.
Well, I'm still confused as to what makes Trump a fascist.
That's because I had two parts of that and you missed the authoritarian one.
Yeah,
what you described there before was just like protection.
Well, when you said authoritarian, what is he doing, which is accumulating all power to himself?
So he's trying to centralize power in the executive branch of the government and specifically in the presidential part of the government, of the executive branch.
How?
How Donald Trump thinks that he should be able to unilaterally make decisions up and down all of the different departments and offices that exist in the executive branch.
Presidents use executive orders all the time.
That's not what an executive order
presidents,
is.
Presidents unilaterally make decisions all the time.
No, they don't?
Yes, they do.
No,
they
don't.
They use executive orders all the time.
An executive order doesn't mean that you are taking power away from the departments and offices that have been created.
Right, so where's the fascism here?
Would you like me to give you specific
yes,
examples?
Yes, give me the specific example.
Sure, so when Donald Trump didn't like the answer that he was getting from his attorney general because he was trying to direct the Department of Justice to do investigations or to fabricate claims, mm-hmm. that would be an example of trying to centralize power just to the president because he's undermining his own department that's been created for him that's tasked, that's supposed to have some level of independence, that's tasked with doing investigations.